This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas. Transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Isn't the difficulty here legislatively the Constitution, which is Bret Stephens' point in the New York Times, which is he's calling for the repeal of the Second Amendment, and he says the United States has by far more guns in more hands than any other country in the developed world. It has by far the highest incidence of firearm-related homicides and suicides. Correlation is not causation, but since Americans aren't dramatically crazier than other nationalities, what other explanation is there? However, it is in our Constitution,
right.
Unlike
right.
other Western democracies.
Yeah.
There they are. Saying, what a wonderful idea in the New York Times. Let's just float it. Let's repeal the Second Amendment. Let's get rid of it, because that's what we really want to do, is take guns from the average person. And this is their big assault. This is their big push. And I don't like hearing stuff out of Eric Trump's mouth about it's no big deal to ban people up to 21 having firearms. That's all about discriminating against everybody else that doesn't do anything wrong, just because the media and governments sit there and promote mass shootings and create these victim disarmament zones. And then they have almost every one of these shooters under state care on psychotropic drugs, and the insert of the drug class says it can cause you to have psychotic breaks and engage in mass murder. They knew that back in the 70s and couldn't get serotonin reuptake inhibitors approved because they caused psychotic breaks in a few percentage points of people. I've known women on these drugs. Women's the largest group, and I've had girlfriends, a couple of them, and if they drink one beer, their pupils go all the way out, bigger than somebody on PCP, and they just are totally insane. And then there, of course, is nymphomaniac activity as well. I mean, it is out of their minds. With just two people I've known that have been on it, and you end up taking some other pills with it or something, cuckoo land. Then all these young kids are playing shoot 'em up video games. I'm not saying ban those. I'm talking about the facts. They're all shoot 'em up video game obsessed. They're all on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. I mean, I haven't seen a case where they aren't. Basically, it's all of them. Every major mass shooting. And then they're about half the time in state care. And then you get another stand down, the bizarre statements of this sheriff that are coming up, where he's doing a fantastic job and he's fantastic and it's not his problem if his deputies don't go in and stop shooters. Total dereliction of duty. It's incredible. And then we know the big plan. It is to get rid of shooting sports. It's to get rid of young people even being able to shoot firearms with their parents. We've already seen all the bills they've tried to get through before at the state and federal level, and it's to ban anybody until 18 to 21, depending on what state. The Democrats have pushed this. They even tried it in Texas, which got me politically involved 25 years ago, to say that anybody under 21 in Texas couldn't even touch a firearm or even have their grandfather or father or anybody buy them a firearm. So I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to be very calm today. I have to be, because I've got a long way to go and a short time to get there, because what I should have opened the broadcast up with is our top story, and I'm going to go over all of it here today. A lot of times I don't recognize what's happening until I'm already wrapped up in the bailing wire, but you're getting in here first and no one else is announcing it, and I wish people were, and it took me until this weekend to figure it out, and now it's crystal clear. I just got chills. The globalists launching their full revolution against us right now, and it's going to be a lot more than just the guns. We're going to come back and talk about it on the other side. Stay with us.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Frugge, the operations director here at InfoWars, just walked in seconds before I went live on air. He was just here. And he said, it's incredible. You called me last night and you predicted that this would happen this week. I've got it right here on my phone when I called him last night. And sure enough, he just walked in and he said, we've got biggest DDoS attack ever, even though we've got all these backup servers that has brought InfoWars down. He's like, how did you know that would happen today? And I said, well, it's obvious. CNN is on television, not operating as a news agency, but as a criminal globalist combine, involved in a purge. And that's the headlines we sent out on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter on our backup accounts, because they've shut us down on YouTube being able to stream. And they are moving to remove us from the internet. And if you notice the headlines I put out at the start of the show when it went live, 5 minutes before Tim Frugge walked in here and told me what just happened, the headline is, there is a massive globalist Democrat purge of thousands of established conservative, libertarian, Christian, pro-Second Amendment sites. Yeah, it's not just the famous baseball player that simply sent out a tweet pointing out that the four young people we see out of the 3,000 students clearly have been scripted. They spin that and say, Kirk Schilling says they're all actors and the shooting never happened. And then he's banned from the Hall of Fame. It's a giant Schilling effect where they're going after the Second Amendment. They're going after the NRA. They're going after gun shops. They're saying, we're not going to let you have credit cards, NRA. We're not going to let you have merchant accounts. We're not going to let you operate in society. And it's the big banks with the media and the whole system. And the main targets are the Trump family, InfoWars, and the NRA. They're attacking people they fear that tell the truth, understand what's happening. They're going after the Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent, who happens to be on in the next hour. They are telling incredible lies on Colbert, on Kimmel. They will misrepresent what people said. CNN, Friday said, we are in consultation and inside Alex Jones's accounts on YouTube and working with them to have his sites and his presence on YouTube banned. And then they had Glenn Beck, Dan Rather and David Hogg, the young young man, the senior, on TV talking about banning the pollution of Alex Jones. And Hogg didn't agree with Beck and Stelter and Dan Rather on the same show. He said, oh, they made me really big saying the shooting didn't happen and that, I'm a crisis actor. We didn't say that. Nobody said that about you. We point out you're in the drama club, you're an anti-gun activist, you've been involved before, you're in the journalism club, your mom works at CNN, your dad works for the FBI. Out of 3,000 students, television's the David Hogg channel. We're just saying you're an anti-gun spokesperson. And so they spin that and we're bullying children, put it in newspapers across the country, never quote us. And then move CNN as a supposed news agency to shut InfoWars down. Then I start getting flooded with hundreds of phone calls, hundreds and hundreds of emails and comments everywhere. We're established pro-military, firearm review sites, just normal commerce, the stuff the military and the police buy. Being totally banned, where they just black out all your videos, they delete them. Here's just one example, Military Arms Channel. Huge channel, reached hundreds of millions of people. Hundreds of their, every one of their videos, deleted. Just reviews. Range Day. Hunting. Oh, see, they want to ban the Second Amendment, and they want to ban the speech about it. And I told everybody on Friday, I said, you hang together, you hang separate. Only Matt Drudge linked to our article on Friday night and to the two banned videos that YouTube banned. We hosted them on our own server. As of Saturday evening, there were 7 million views. I haven't looked at it. I dread to see what the views are now because just that was $3,400, I know, on our own bandwidth. And I said right there, I told Tim Frigier last night, I said, man, they're not going to let us actually show what we really said, because they can't do that, because then it shows what liars they are. They're going to try to take the sites down. So InfoWars.com is down right now. That's why we have NewsWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I'm sure those listening will now hit those. But this is what they're up to, and they're doing it to a lot of other people right now. Dana Loesch got up there. And they said, you are a murderer. And then they started saying, burn her, burn her. And she had to get out with security as people rushed the stage to attack her. They have killed the NRA signs up. They have hashtag hunt Republicans on CNN. There are mayors all over the country. I watched one this morning in Oakland saying, we will not allow any deportation or any federal officers ever here. And we're telling people to resist when they come. Racketeering, you name it. They said, you're coming with warrants for MS-13 at drug houses for people deported sometimes 20, 30 times. San Francisco lets people off that shoot women in the back and admit it. And they go, we're letting you go as a symbol. Do whatever you want. And I'm sitting there this morning watching her live on CNN, the mayor, saying, I'll go to jail. And here's the big announcement. I've known this and understood it, but it really hit me. They have radicalized and criminalized even the lowest level Democrat now. They have activated them through social media, through all their manipulation, what Sean Parker talked about, the dopamine manipulation, the fake bots. Under fake peer pressure, they have got them just vicious. I mean, if I walk on the street in Austin, 20 people walk by, 10 of them say, hi, Alex, keep it up. One of them starts trying to attack me. Men, women, children, you name it. They are totally, and they start screaming, Nazi, Nazi, Russian, Russian. They are just, and they believe they're allowed to attack. Once you get back and get ready to knock them upside the head, they go, what are you doing? I'm just going to spit and attack you. I'm allowed to attack. It's LARPing. It's live action role playing. And they always look mentally ill. They always look disheveled. They always look like they're just totally whacked out of every race, color, and creed. Even if they're getting in a nice car, they'll kind of stumble, and they're like, they're not awake. They're in a trance state. They have been hypnotically put into a trance. This is medical. This is mainstream news. I see articles every day where many kids are in trance state, near sleep state, from the smartphones, the TV, all of it. So there is a full-on criminal attack where you've got CNN saying, ah, cops get killed. It's just cops are bad. They want to bully you into going under federal control, which a lot of cities are doing. and under UN control under the strong cities. They're just ignoring serious hardened criminals that are here, saying we're not going to let you deport them. They are savagely running around saying, oh, Alex Jones bullied children, and then deleting videos where we show, just from last week, three different youth in the school saying there were multiple shooters, and now more of that's coming out. And then they totally misrepresent and say it's something else. And then we try to put up the videos so you can see them, and they just took our site down. And this is going to post this to newswars.com. Everybody, as soon as it goes up, they may take that site down as well. You've got to get this information right now. You've got to get it out. Parkland teacher said full-on military gear, not him. Like the other students said, they saw people in military garb, not just one, and that it was wearing a face mask, everything. And there's witnesses that, again, the shooter was with other young people when this happened. The eyewitnesses have been on the show. It's been on the local news. So that's why they're so desperate. It turns out there is a cover-up here. The official story is not true.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
We've been actually talking about that for a long time. Let me answer the question. You can shout me down when I'm finished, but let me answer Emma's question. It is not federal law for states to report convictions to the NICS system. It's not federally mandated. That's the big question, and I wish that this network had also covered this more as other media networks would have covered it. That's a huge... Wait a second.
You guys, if I can't hear her statement, I can't come up with a rebuttal. Please.
Wait a second.
And they're chanting, burn her. Not lock her up for crimes. She hasn't committed any crimes. But burn her. How me too? Why, Harvey Weinstein just reportedly raped women, not burn them. Well, what a nice group of people. By the way, Infowars.com is down. And while you still can, I guess you can visit Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Obviously, I need to call Paul Watson and have him write an article about it for Newswars.com. I'm sure the only site that will care this war on free speech is going on is Drudge. Other than you, the radio affiliates and the listeners and the TV affiliates, this is just going on like it's no big deal. CNN comes out and says, we want Alex Jones banned. We want him off YouTube. We're meeting with YouTube to have him banned. Glenn Beck comes on and says, yes, these platforms aren't doing enough to stop Alex Jones by name. They then have Dan Rather and Stelter in the same hour. They're all in the same hour together, reliable sources, all call for them to tap down and stop this pollution. And so you're hearing the pollution, ladies and gentlemen. And what is it? The videos they banned were not us saying that the shooting didn't happen. Videos they banned were not us saying they were crisis actors. The videos they banned was us asking why out of 3,000 students are the only four of them we're seeing on the news. It turned out CNN was staging town halls. And there it is right there, Glenn Beck, conspiracy theories. I already played this stuff yesterday, but I'll get to it today. But imagine how surreal this is. And then they're going after the NRA. They've got all these companies dumping them. They're now getting banks to say, once they build up this whole new hashtag, to now say all gun owners and guns themselves are to blame, then the state will use the guns to control us. And the left always has a talking point. They go, Jones! First claimed the military and police were coming to put us in FEMA camps, but now he says the military and police are good. No, I said the military and police were good. They told me about it 20 years ago when Bill Clinton was trying to get them ready for it. And then Obama expanded it. And Bush expanded the police state, but the whole arrest the Christians, arrest the patriots, that kind of stopped for a while. But remember all the MIAC documents and Homeland Security documents that federal police, federal agents gave us? Remember all those exclusives? They were worried about it. And that's what, and then when the cops wouldn't roll over to the globalists, the cop killing starts. And then Loretta Lynch shows up with the Strong Cities Initiative and says, let the UN take control of you through Justice Department power. But they'll advise you, kind of like the UN until 6 months ago was running. 6 months ago, took about 6 months to get it in place. So it was about 8 months ago. That the State Department got orders from the UN Refugee Board. This went back to Bill Clinton. And that the UN said who got to come into the U.S. Look it up. Trump's like, that's insane. We're killing that. Took him 6 months into his administration to get it done. So when I tell you they wanted the police under UN control, just search engine. Their speeches, I played them. You can't make this up. See, I said I'm going to be calm. I've just got all the pieces here. They admit it. They are in one unified criminal group. You know, Kimmel attacked the president. He attacked the president's son. He attacked Ted Nugent and said that they said nobody died and that it's all fake. But didn't show Ted Nugent saying it. It didn't show any of that. And when you know what he's doing, everything he was saying was a lie. Everything. Everything. It is so sick. Oh, man, I tell you. And then you know that Jimmy Kimmel admitted 3 months ago that for the last year he talks to Chuckie Schumer's office sometimes hours a day. And that they write his monologue. So he's going, nobody's got talking points. I don't. My kids don't. This is ridiculous. And you've got CNN caught running fake town halls for years, running fake debates, fake questions. It's all in the WikiLeaks. Fake polls. And then Kimmel says, in past shows, he goes, oh, this is me personally. I don't appreciate you saying I'm a father and these kids are real. And then he thinks we're so dumb. He's in the New York Times a couple months ago going, I'm really best friends with Chuck Schumer now. And but see, that's what they do. In their own publications, they go, we're going to repeal the Second Amendment. Played the clip earlier. We're going to break the families up. Christianity's going to be banned. We're going to bring all the Muslims in. And you're reading this in their own publications. And then they go on TV and lie to you because they think you're an idiot. Because it's like he has the fake news thing where he goes out and tells people that Wakanda's real and the Black Panther's real and all these L.A. people think it's real. People are trying to, by the way, book flights. It's in the news to Wakanda. I predicted that last week with the crew. So he knows he's got an audience that thinks Marvel comic movies are real, okay? And he's just in there savaging those poor people. Now, here's why they're so scared. I know there's real shootings. I don't see almost every time they end up being on psychotropics. Everybody gets warned. The first witnesses told us the video they banned was people saying there were multiple shooters. 10 police cars pulled up. They didn't go in and help anybody. And then there were soldiers inside moving the bodies. And then the police went in later. We now have 6 different newscasts with teachers and with students saying, and I played this. I didn't realize what they were so scared of. That's why they're hacking the site right now. That I haven't looked at the numbers since Saturday. The two banned videos on YouTube had 7,100,000 views by Saturday night. I don't know. I don't want to look at the bandwidth because I have to pay for it. But the point is that as soon as Zimmerman gets in, he's been working 7 days a week, have him print me the latest data on that. I want to show viewers right off our servers. When we come back, this is what they're scared of. The minute this went up, the site went down, which, by the way, you can't do unless you have access to the servers where we have them, because we stuck our servers in places where you have to have the internal switches. This is not a normal DNS attack. They went in at the governmental level. Oh, and by the way, see how it all ties together? What's in Reuters right now? Apple is going to store its cloud keys for the entire planet in China. And under Chinese law, the Chinese government will run it. It hit me this morning, even before this happened. This is the global assault. They're probably going to start blowing up federal buildings, shooting more schools. Get ready. Get ready. They're coming. This is it. They're coming. This is it. They're going to try to kill the president, I'd say, in the next 2 weeks. We know they've already been trying. They're going to start false flagging. This is it. Get ready. Everybody, if you have children in public schools or you work in federal buildings, I would get out. I would get out. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But immune wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, Beta Glucans, Olive Leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta Glucan, Olive Leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Conspiracy. So conspiracy, and by the way, the person who was behind that conspiracy is the same guy behind a lot of these conspiracies, Alex Jones. Politico described that as something at the time. They said, well, that's just things that people are saying because they don't like the other guy. That's the problem. We're willing to accept things about the other guy because we don't like him.
And well, then that is the line. Well, after 9/11, what's worse now are the social networks, that they spread these crazy theories to millions of people. What should the technology?
What's worse is these social networks. And he went on earlier to say get rid of the pollution. He says it again. So this is a so-called news agency that's so discredited, caught lying about everything, lying about Scud attacks when they were in Atlanta, claiming they were in Saudi Arabia. I mean, this is all famous. Fake town halls, fake debates, fake questions, fake questioners, fake polls. And then they have a fake story that we said the shooting didn't happen. And they take down, CNN takes down, CNN files complaints as they talk to executives and said, why aren't you removing him completely? Well, they've blocked our mainstreams. They've done all this other tortious interference. This is incredible. But see, Stelter is supposed to run your life. Glenn Beck is supposed to run your life. Look at these two. Failures, both of them. No ratings, operations collapsing. CNN and Glenn Beck's operations are twins of admitted failure. Just collapse. Beck's lost half his stations. CNN's going into free fall. Reportedly, Beck is a basket case who believes he's like the Christ. And I knew this years ago. I said, really? No, he thinks he's like a Messiah. So you've got the guy that endorsed Hillary Clinton and then apologized to Obama, saying everything he said was wrong, who now goes and falls on his sword with little Stelter, Humpty Dumpty, saying, oh, you know, you used to be a conspiracy theorist yourself. Yeah, until you join the dark side. And so they go on. Alex Jones, yes, he's the one that said we stood down on 9/11, that said there's globalists siding with Islam inside our government. Brennan's a Wahhabist. All this has come out, the 28 pages. Rand Paul's covered it. Congressman Walter Jones has covered it. Senators have seen the 28. It was a stand down. They knew it was going on, bare minimum. They translate that into, I said, the firefighters. Blew up the building. Never said that. It's like saying, oh, you say the government's corrupt. You hate the post office people? You think they're tyrants? See how they play that game? Hey, these kids work for the Democrats that are admittedly in PR, and why are we only seeing them on TV, and why does this town hall look fake? Turns out it's all PR. But a shooting happened. When we get done with Beck here, I'm going to play the clip they don't want you to see. InfoWars is up and down because we have backup servers and things like that, but it's a big attempt to shut it down, to take it down. Newswars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, we've mirrored the video. And we've mirrored the article, but this video's on our servers. They'll take this down. And what they take down is Good Morning America. What they take down is KHOU. What they take down is the local Miami station. And they don't take them down saying copyright. No, 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 no. CNN says these videos are bullying children. And then what they are is young adult seniors on my show and on and local news saying the same thing. It was weird. They took us outside. It was a fire drill. Then like 10 police cars pulled up. None of them went in. The shooting was then going on. This went on for 6, 7, 8 minutes. The deputies wouldn't go in. And then, you know, we saw men inside while the shooting was happening that were Army. That just means look like Army uniforms. And they were piling the dead bodies up in the corners. And then we've got video of the SWAT team with body bags. During the shooting, putting body bags in the back. I mean, was it Islamicists that attacked? Just like Vegas, I was told by the FBI, no, this guy was doing gun running. Paddock, he was meeting with them. It was a gun deal. They had the Saudi Arabians in town, the military, for a big summit, close to, what was it, 10,000 Saudis, and that there was a revolution inside the Saudi government, and this was a threat to Trump, that you better watch out. We can take it right to, you know, your hotels and casinos. That all basically came out later, and they admit there's a cover-up and won't say what happened and said, maybe in a couple years we'll tell you. I mean, I really got the call from the hostage rescue team. Just like I got the internal government documents how Obama was planning to go after gun owners and veterans from the FBI and federal marshals, because there are patriots in there. But they say, I hate the FBI and hate the police and hate the military. It's all crap. That's where we get our information. That's why they're so upset. And ladies and gentlemen, this is all happening. Now, let me just say this very succinctly, so I can take a minute of this and put it on the front of the second segment, the third segment, so we can just crystallize this. The globalists are launching the biggest assault on commerce, free speech, the First Amendment, gun owners, veterans, Christians, libertarians. It's being purged on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Banks are saying that, you know, major sporting goods stores and Cabela's and the NRA can't do business. It's serious racketeering when they're legal, lawful businesses that sell to the public for stuff that isn't even about self-defense, which is the prime right, but hunting, everything being targeted. Anybody that sells guns. It's total harassment. The media is calling for it. They're calling for the death of the president. They've got Antifa on the streets with guns telling people they can't demonstrate. You've got mayors all over the country saying, we're warning people of impending ICE raids. We have the police department watching the feds when they try to raid MS-13. We're telling them they have a right to resist, that it's an unlawful arrest. I'm watching the mayor this morning. I'm sure you can find the clip saying, do not comply, do not open the door, it's an unlawful order. That's saying resist. You look at the law, that's racketeering. All of that. And by the way, ICE has general warrants to go to these addresses from what they have from sworn witnesses. So they're saying, don't listen to lawful warrants. That's called civil war. That's what happened when the South, in the early 1860s, and I'm not choosing sides here, but it was the South, began to say, we're not going along with what you say. And then the whole thing started kicking off. That was cities and states at first doing that. We've got Austin, Texas. We've got Denver, Colorado. We've got more than 100 cities that are large saying, we don't care if you shoot a woman in the back, we're going to let you go. We don't care if you're an MS-13 and been deported 15 times. We don't care if an aggravated felon. This is all admitted. We don't care if you came here from Saudi Arabia illegally. You can stay. I remember the feds 2 days in to San Bernardino were saying, they're not Muslims, no Muslim connection. They're screaming Allah Akbar as they attacked everybody around the Christmas tree. The neighbors were all afraid to say anything. They're so politically correct. That's how big a cult they're in. That illegal alien deported 4 times with all these felonies shoots a woman in the back for fun, and the liberals go, you go free, brother. So, that's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. You look at who on these videos, who ICE is walking out, it's guys with tattoos all over them, MS-13. But that's what's going on. You do that in Mexico, they ship you out, but after about a year of forced labor. So I'm going to come back with the back, and then I promise I got to get these clips. What they don't want you to know is the video that's now up on NewsWars.com. Parkland teacher shooter was wearing full metal body armor, helmet, and face mask, which is what the other students said by name on local TV, that there's shooting going on and all this stuff and all hell breaking loose, and there is Cruz with nothing, his gym bag, no weapons, no nothing. Wallace going, and then now more witnesses, and we've had them on. And then CNN reaches in and says, you can't see that, and has it deleted. And now InfoWars is being hacked and being taken down because they're desperate to keep you from knowing about all this. But here's the bottom line. The globalists, when you study warfare in a asymmetrical type 21st century guerrilla warfare system like this, it starts informationally, then it's intimidation, then it's financial, then the violence ratchets up, then they use a bunch of false flags to bring in the full takeover.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change?
See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the most hated, the most reviled transmission in the eyes of the globalists worldwide. We are their enemy because we know their operations, we study them, we know their plans. And we're taking the country and the world back from them right now. But let me make the announcement. We're in the middle of a civil war. Now, I told you the Democrats were pushing one towards a civil emergency the day Trump won. And a few months later, they had that talking point. That's because I understand how the CIA overthrows modern governments. And it's not the entire CIA. It's the leftists. It's the big foundations. It's kind of the Harvard Mafia. That's what they call themselves. And they're embedded in everything. They don't do the killing. They don't do the fighting. They just sit there and run around robbing the country and selling us out to communist China. They're transferring all the computer codes for Apple, Google, Facebook, Twitter, you name it, all of your codes to China. They are letting communist China run the cloud so that they can now merge with China. This is a takeover. Hillary was supposed to open the door when she got elected to a total Chinese takeover of all of our media, everything. This was U.S. stay-behind networks of patriots that have been aware of these plans for decades were burrowed in. They were inches away from a military coup against Obama, But they went with another plan. I've told you about this, to instead engage in information warfare with the truth against the globalist and get Trump in. And what you're seeing is an American president, an emergency stabilization, but we've not gotten the whole country back. We've got beachheads. We turned the economy back on to show you it was artificially controlled. We're doing everything we can. I'm just a private citizen fighting these people who just naturally grew into the research of this and understood it and built the platform to oppose the globalists that then fit in when the time was needed for the defense of the republic. But this is the defense of the republic. And we have an incredibly honorable president with a lot of courage. We have a lot of good citizens across the country, you namely, that are supporting us. But I told you we're entering the false flag time, where they'll either let people attack that are mentally ill, they'll stage it themselves, they've been caught doing it before. And then where if you point it out, you get banned off of Facebook, Google, Twitter, all this. They're not just going to ban you there. They're going to shut down your business. They're going to come after you. And they think you'll shut up and just go along hoping they leave you alone. But now thousands of conservative and veteran sites and pro-gun sites and Christian sites and libertarian sites, they're all being banned right now by the thousands, by the thousands. If you want to go to InfoWars.com, it's back up for now. It's watch these videos, these InfoWars videos that were banned by YouTube. And you can see our statement there and our breakdown of the whole situation. And the videos they don't want you to see are Hogg being given questions and saying, is that okay? How do I say this? How do I say that? We're just pointed out he's being scripted. We're not saying the attack didn't happen. He's a crisis actor. But the other video they took down again and gave us a strike is eyewitnesses on KHOU News, local news, and others saying that there were multiple shooters and that they were with Nicholas Cruz while the shooting's going on. And that outside, well, it was a fire drill already. They go outside and there's 10 police cars sitting there. And that there were men, army men, that just means men in military garb, inside wearing full masks, piling bodies in the corners. Now, in the interest of time, I've already played these videos many times. And they're on the side if you want to see them. I've already played them probably 6, 7, 8 times a piece. But CNN is flipping out, and so are others. And remember, this all came together. The Project Veritas videos of Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, the New York Times, and the New York Times head guy, liaison with YouTube, and the YouTube liaison that's high level, are saying our main job is to stop Alex Jones and anything like it, and to shadow ban it and not let people spread it and block it. And I'm putting video on screen for people who want to see the name of the video and where it's at. So I already played this probably 20 times. And that's why it's so critical. And they said, oh, we actually run YouTube. There's a consortium of big media that's interfaced in our war against America. They actually say this. And they're like, what do you mean war against America? And one of the other videos go, well, we don't allow American flags. You like American flags or veterans or anything, you're banned, but these dumbasses don't eat these dumbass rednecks, that's anybody that's white, they don't know they're banned. We call it shadow ban. And in all the videos, they laugh. Oh, they're going to get you. It's so crazy. So what do they not want you to know about? There's another one. This was on Good Morning America. This stuff slips out. When they have people on that they thought, that, you know, that they talked to and they thought they know what they would say. They're not really scripting them. They just try to script the interviews. Because, I mean, anybody that's been on CNN or Good Morning America knows. So you're going to talk about this, right? And we're going to go here. Okay, and then let's just stay on these topics. Well, she goes off script and she got shot and talks about what she saw, which is what everybody else saw while there with Nick Cruz. But we just kind of went along with the media. Okay, I mean, he's the shooter. Then they said we said he wasn't the shooter. And why was that? Because they wanted to discredit the idea and say, you'll be taken out of the Baseball Hall of Fame, you'll be fired, you'll be destroyed, you'll be whatever, if you listen to the students, if you listen to the victims, if you say there were multiple shooters, if you say there was a police stand down, if you say CNN faked the town hall. The town hall has been admitted fake now. The scripting by students, the four, not all the real students, and by real, I mean real grassroots, not scripted. Again, your TV viewer, I'm putting on screen just the video of all the people saying this so you can know what to go look at and know what to go pull up. It's on InfoWars.com. So here it is. Parkland teacher, shooter, was wearing full metal body armor, helmet, face mask. Survivors offered strange description of encounter with killer. A teacher who was grazed by a bullet while saving students during the school massacre in Parkland, Florida, offered a detailed description of the shooter during an appearance on Good Morning America that adds confusion to official narrative. But what she says was exactly what all the students say, except for the four. You got 3,000 students, you only hear from four. All the others say it's all scripted, they're being lied, there's multiple shooters. Shows get shut off or they don't play it. Stacy Lippel, a language arts creative writing teacher at Marjorie Stoneman High School, came face to face with the shooter on February 14th as she ushered terrified students into her classrooms for shelter. She crouched during a sit. She chronicled in her encounter during a sit down interview on Good Morning America. And then it gets into how weird it was. It gets into how it doesn't match up with what other mainstream media wants you to hear, but matches up with what all the other students are saying. So right now we know this. We're going to come back by the video in 1 minute. We're not supposed to question anything. While the left says Dana Loesch and the NRA are murderers, kill the NRA billboards, stay up, kill members of Congress, kill everyone, kill, kill, kill. We're going to ban your guns. We're not going to let you have bank accounts. We're going to confiscate them. Okay, we do want to repeal the Second Amendment. And then I see the other conservative sites and everybody, even as they're getting censored and banned and stuff, going, oh, well, we'll beat them this time again. This is their main assault. It's red alert. Democrats admit they're not coming for the second. They're coming for all the amendments. So that's coming up on the other side of this quick break, ladies and gentlemen. There is so much more to break down here today, but they are openly calling for us to be banned and us to be taken off. They obviously want to shut us down. They're trying as hard as they can. They admit that's their plan. Other so-called news agencies like CNN. And I'm simply asking you to pray for InfoWars, but to understand this isn't about InfoWars. It's about us all. They're coming after everybody's free speech right now. They are coming after it. They are admitting they're doing it. And the way they're pushing and building up the rhetoric and the violence and all of it is by design to create a climate so when they kill the president and try to order people to turn their guns in and do all of this, people buy into it the first increment. It'll only be a partial gun ban. But once you've learned to bend over, as authoritarians do it, you will give into the whole thing. I've looked at the profile. I predicted quietly to my crew last night we'd have a hack attack today. I know the enemy, and I'm telling you, they are guaranteed got their black op globalist squads looking to bomb federal buildings, attack more schools, just as I predicted in the weeks before this, that there is something big going on here, and if they can't find Prozac heads who are violent, who they can't wind up, they'll set one up who fits the profile and run an operation. And I don't think the students are involved, I don't think the teachers are involved, I don't think the sheriff's department's involved. There were drills that day, drills weeks before, we've had the students on, something weird happened, and it's very easy to run a false flag where you do this and then set up a mental patient who's been under state care. 30-second plug. We had to end the toothpaste special because it's about to sell out. A bunch of others, but we got a bunch of new specials, 50% off, but those are on items that are about to sell out as well, like DNA Force, 67% off. I'll explain why we're going to do that later. Knockout, 33% off. True Whey Protein, 50% off. Survival Shield, 25% off. And at these deals, you got to buy a lot of products to fund our operation. Just shop with the good guys, commit to go to our store, get high-quality products, and we will continue to fight and win. But I'm telling you, we just got a beachhead. The main assault is now.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.